듣기 말하기 모의고사 실전 모의고사 1회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Greetings to all freshmen. I'm Peter Buck, the president of the Environmental Club in Elton High School. Have you ever thought about the Earth and our future? I'm sure all of you know that the world's environmental problems are getting worse and worse. Many people talk about solutions but don't put them into action. However, our club is different because we take practical steps to protect our environment. We organize recycling programs and mountain cleanups. We also go around elementary schools and talk to kids about the importance of preserving the environment and how they can help too. Joining our club is a great way to do something positive for the environment. If you join now, you'll have a rewarding and successful school life.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, did you drink another can of energy drink again?
Yes, I have a very important biology exam tomorrow.
I know, but you already drank two cans of energy drinks tonight.
You're right, but I have to stay up late to study biology. If I don't get good grades this time, I will fail the class.
But you should be careful when drinking energy drinks, even if they might be helpful at first.
I know what you mean. I feel good right after drinking it, but at the same time, I also feel anxious. Sometimes my heart beats really hard.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Energy drinks contain dangerous amounts of caffeine, sugar, and other ingredients. They can cause more harm than good if you consume too much.
You mean such ingredients can harm my health?
Definitely. Experts say that consuming energy drinks may have negative effects on blood pressure, heart rate, and brain function.
That sounds serious. I guess I really should stop drinking energy drinks.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Mr. Brown. It's been about a week since I last saw you.
Hello, Ms. Hamilton. I went on a trip to Hawaii with my family.
Ah, so that's why your store was closed last week. How was the trip?
Fantastic. My family had a great time.
That's great to hear. Although making money is important, I believe you should also spend quality time with your family.
Yes. That's what I realized from this trip. Anyways, would you like to try this bread?
What is it? I've never seen it before.
It's a Hawaiian traditional bread. I learned how to make it from a famous Hawaiian baker.
Let me try it. Hmm, it's so sweet and delicious. I'd like to buy some.
I'm sorry, but it's not for sale now. I need more practice to put it on sale.
I understand. I'll buy some other bread instead.
Thank you. There are lots of freshly baked bread over there. Look around.
4번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Burton. I'm Lisa Kershaw from the Open Publishing Company.
You're in charge of designing the book cover, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I emailed the design of the front cover 10 minutes ago. Could you check it now?
Okay, I'll check email now. The design is cool. The title Media and Society at the top is very impressive.
I intentionally used capital letters to emphasize the title.
That's good. But what I like most is that there are dark clouds under the title.
That symbolizes the negative effects of media on society. Under the cloud, there is an image of a man sitting on the chair holding a remote controller. It shows that people cannot be free from such influence.
Oh, I see that you understood the main point of my book. The television at the opposite of the man represents all media.
Oh, yes. Last, I put your name under the table supporting the television. Is it okay?
Well, could you move my name under the chair the man is sitting on? I want to be on the human side, despite the enormous power of media.
I see what you mean. I'll correct the design according to your directions.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Sylvia. What's up?
Hi, Kevin. How have you been?
Good. I've been busy working as usual. You sound as if something good has happened.
Oh, can you tell?
Yes, I can. So, tell me what's up.
Well, I was asked to design an eco-friendly building for a company yesterday.
That's terrific. You've been looking forward to designing such a building.
Yes, I'm so happy. But I have something to worry about. I'm going to sign the contract next week. But you know, I don't know much about such things.
Well, do you want me to review the contract before you sign it?
Yes, you're a competent lawyer. I have a copy of it, so I can send it to you now by email.
Don't worry, I'll do that for you. That's what friends are for.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Can you help me order t-shirts for our class?
Okay. I know there are many online stores that sell cheap t-shirts.
Actually, I've already found such an online store. Look at these two kinds of t-shirts.
I like the yellow one. Girls will like it too. How much is it?
It costs $15. How about the white one with letters on? It costs $18.
It's not bad, but what are those pretty letters?
They're Korean letters called Hangul. Which do you like more?
Well, how about getting the yellow one for half of the class and the white one for the other half?
Sounds like a great idea. This way everyone in our class will be able to choose what they want.
You can say that again.
Then I'll place an order for 20 t-shirts, half for the yellow one and half for the white one. Thanks for your help.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 친구들과 함께 병문안을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Mary, did you hear the news about Mr. Cooper?
What news? Did anything happen to him?
Yesterday, he had a car accident and had surgery.
Oh, no. How was he injured? How is he?
He had an operation on his right leg. He's okay now.
That's a big relief. Are you going to visit him?
Of course. I'm going to the hospital with Jim tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I can't go with you. I've got to go to my cousin's wedding tomorrow.
Then I'll let you know the hospital and the room number.
Thank you. I'll visit him when I have time. I hope he recovers quickly.
8번 대화를 듣고 왓슨 하프 마라톤에 관해 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Ben, have you heard about the Watson Half Marathon?
No, I haven't. But I'm interested in the marathon, you know.
Yeah, I know. So I came to tell you about it. I've just seen a post about the marathon on the internet.
Oh, when does it take place? Where does it start? Where does it end?
Please, one question at a time. It takes place on Saturday, April 4th. It starts at Sunrise Lake and ends at City Hall.
I see. The marathon is still 2 months away. How much is the participation fee?
It's just $10.
It's cheap. Is there anything special about the marathon?
Prizes will be awarded for the top three male and female winners. Certificates will be issued to everybody who completes the course.
Sounds great. I hope I can finish the course.
First Garlic Cooking Contest에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone, I'm Corbin Patrick, Governor of New Ace. Today I'd like to introduce the first Garlic Cooking Contest. This contest is open to all New Ace residents and will be held on Saturday, August 29th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you want to participate in the contest, you have to complete the entry form online and submit it with your recipe by August 13th. A group of up to 8 finalists will be selected from the participants to prepare their recipes for the judges. Your recipe must include at least 6 cloves of garlic. Your food entry will be judged on creativity, appearance, appropriate use of garlic, and taste. 2 winners will be announced at 4 p.m. on the day of the event, the first winner receiving $500 and the second winner $250. For more information, call at 487-1257 or visit our website.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 옷 건조기를 고르시오.
Honey, here's the list of the top 5 clothes dryers. Let's decide which one to order now.
Great. This one is too small for our family of 4. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think we need the one that has a capacity of at least 10 kilograms.
Okay, now we have to take the price into account.
I don't think we can afford to pay more than $1,800.
I agree. Then how about the color? I like the green one.
Well, green may fade easily and look ugly. Let's choose the one with the other color.
I got it. Then we have 2 clothes dryers left now.
Which one are you more interested? The cheaper one or the one with the longer warranty period?
It is better to buy the longer warranty period, but we have to save every penny.
I know how you feel. Let's order this less expensive one.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, why don't we go for a bike ride to Han River this weekend?
That's a good idea, but there is a problem. I didn't get my bike repaired yet.
Don't worry about that. I'll take it to the repair shop and have it fixed.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Grandma, look at this flyer from Sunshine Community Center. It says that they have many knitting classes.
Oh, Tony, did you bring one for me?
Yes, I know you're interested in knitting. How about taking one of these classes?
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, William?
Hi, Laura. I'm watching the documentary about the Tea Road.
I've never heard of it. Can you tell me what the Tea Road is?
The Tea Road starts in Yunnan Province, China, and leads into Tibet.
Very interesting. Please tell me more.
The Tea Road is a network of trails covering more than 3,000 kilometers through forests, gorges, and high passes onto the Himalayan plateaus.
That's amazing. How many episodes does the documentary have?
It has 6 episodes and each lasts for about 1 hour.
It sounds like a lot of fun. By the way, why was the Tea Road made?
Good question. Since China needed war horses to protect its northern frontier, and Tibet needed tea, they had to trade with each other. That's how the Tea Road was made.
That seems to be the key point of the documentary.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was your audition for the musical, Rose?
Well, I tried my best, but I'm afraid that I didn't get the part.
Don't be depressed. I know you're very talented. You'll learn more from your failures and do better next time.
Thanks, Dad.
Did you make any mistakes?
No, I didn't. Today I focused on dancing to express my emotions.
What did the judges say about your performance?
They advised me to practice singing more if I want to succeed as a musical actress, and I said I'd practice.
Good job. What about your dancing?
The judges said it was really great.
Then there's only one way to improve your chances of succeeding as a musical actress.
Jimmy
and Sandy are classmates. Sandy is going to give a presentation on gender inequality in 40 minutes, but she looks very nervous. Jimmy notices it and asks what's wrong with her. She says she left her USB at home. It contained the presentation file. Jimmy asks Sandy if there is anyone at home who can send her file by email, and Sandy says her grandfather is at home, but he doesn't know how to use the internet. Jimmy thinks about how he can help Sandy. It suddenly occurs to him that since he has a bike, he can stop by Sandy's house and get her USB from her grandfather. He thinks 30 minutes is enough time for him to go and get the USB. In this situation, what would Jimmy most likely say to Sandy?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
For centuries, collecting has been a favorite hobby for many people. When describing collecting as a hobby, collecting includes locating, acquiring, organizing, maintaining, and storing objects that are important to the collector. Plus, the ranges of items that can be collected are infinite. Today I'm going to explain the reasons collecting things is academically beneficial. First, it activates creativity. Often, writers, artists, and other creative types collect items that generate a meaningful connection among diverse features, or are visually exciting. In fact, many artists are inspired by certain objects that are collected. For example, walks on the beach are often correlated with collecting items such as shells or driftwood. Second, collecting as a hobby expands organizational thinking. For the most part, it requires sorting items into categories or groups. Prime examples are coins and stamps. Organizing and categorizing skills are useful in many areas of academics, like research work, studying for exams, and large work projects.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
For centuries, collecting has been a favorite hobby for many people. When describing collecting as a hobby, collecting includes locating, acquiring, organizing, maintaining, and storing objects that are important to the collector. Plus, the ranges of items that can be collected are infinite. Today I'm going to explain the reasons collecting things is academically beneficial. First, it activates creativity. Often, writers, artists, and other creative types collect items that generate a meaningful connection among diverse features, or are visually exciting. In fact, many artists are inspired by certain objects that are collected. For example, walks on the beach are often correlated with collecting items such as shells or driftwood. Second, collecting as a hobby expands organizational thinking. For the most part, it requires sorting items into categories or groups. Prime examples are coins and stamps. Organizing and categorizing skills are useful in many areas of academics, like research work, studying for exams, and large work projects.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급된 물품이 아닌 것은?